Innen
auch. It's only 5 a.m. and the streets of Bern are already jam-packed and the onion sellers are doing a good business. This lady has just paid 12 francs for the foot-long rope of braided onions, as they're called. She says it's a souvenir to take home. She's bought it from the stand of 32-year-old Rolf Hediger. Another customer comes along, and Rolf is happy with his sale. He says it marks the beginning of the fact that people are starting to buy. And Rolf hopes to sell all 600 of the onion ropes he's prepared for this year's market. It's the culmination of months of preparation and hard work, something that's obvious when taking a close look at the braids. Each one is a decorative mosaic of yellow and red onions, and often garlic bulbs, plaited around strips of straw. They're crowned with delicate bouquets of dried flowers. On Ralph's family farm between Bern and Neuchâtel, thousands of tons of commercial onions are prepared for shipping. They're dumped into large bins, moved onto conveyor belts, washed and sorted. But none of these onions will find their way to the onion market. In a shed at the other end of the barn, Rolf peels each onion by hand.
I remove the outer peel so you can see the shiny inner skin. I also remove the roots and stem. Then I can start to plait them.
As he explains, the special varieties of yellow and red onions destined for the onion market are planted each spring and harvested by hand at the beginning of August. They're then left to dry for about 3 weeks. Rolf begins plaiting them about a month before the market. But he's not the only member of the family to prepare onions for the special event. His grandmother and aunts and uncles have their own stands. It's friendly competition, though, and everybody is expected to pitch in to help. Joanna Jampen, originally from Ireland, married into the family and had to come to terms with the tradition.
When I met my husband and started getting to know the family, I would come in from work and they'd all be sitting in the stable, they call it, with the heater on, working away, the girls doing the flowers and the specialists making the strings or the plaits, and the grandmothers would be peeling the onions to make the nice shiny shell on the outside.
Es ist Tradition bei unserer Familie.
It's a family tradition. We've been doing it for about 80 years. Even my great-grandparents would travel to Bern to sell their onions at the onion market. I simply enjoy carrying on the tradition.
Up to 70 tons of onions are still sold each year at the market, even though the stands offering knick-knacks, antiques and mulled wine now outnumber the onion sellers. Rolf believes, however, that the onions will remain the star attraction of the onion market. But he says the number of stands selling braided onions could continue to decrease.
The average age of the people who grow and prepare the special onions is certainly over 60. There are simply not enough people who are willing to carry on the tradition because it's labour-intensive. Everything is done by hand, from the beginning to the end of the process.
At 32 years of age, Rolf has yet to lose his interest in the custom, even if he has never developed a taste for onions. As much as braiding onions is a family pastime, eating them is a common dislike. Joanna Jampen has learned to live with that too.
Believe it or not, there's nobody in the family that will eat onions. Amazing, I'm not allowed to cook with onions. I'm not allowed to put garlic in the salads. No, you won't be taking onion pie home for dinner that night. That's not in the Jampen family.